Blog Talk Radio.
The comedy show where everything goes, we'll have a blast with many laughs with your hosts, Josie, Kayla, and Alex.
Hey everyone, this is Josie. Welcome to the comedy show. We have a little delay, sorry everyone, but we're going to be waiting for Kayla. I got a text message from Alex that he won't be on the show. So, until then, how is everyone doing? You can call in if you'd like, and then we can get the show started. We've been having a little technical difficulty, so it's not going to be a normal show. It's kind of going to be just out of the loop. But, until then, I'm going to be getting into the chat room and see what's going on here. Okay. Let's see if anybody is in the chat room. Okay. Janina said she was going to try to tune in, so... All right. I'm finally by a computer, everyone. I've been doing it on the run for a few shows now. Okay, so it looks like people are on and talking about... We're a little late. I'm sorry, everyone. I am sorry. It's been really crazy. The systems have not been working, so... What can we do? We're on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, so it looks like Amanda's on, Nelly for Bush, and Auntie JJ. Hey, guys. Yeah, you can call in right now. If you guys want to call in, this show could be about, since I'm like the only one here, this show could be about talking to the public. Let's do it. Here, call in, everyone, if you could hear this. Call in. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You want me to give... Okay, so the number is... All right, hold on 1 second here. The number to call in is 1-646-381-4339. 1-646-381-4339. Call in that number. And I'll interview you, Auntie JJ. All right, looks like nobody has called in yet. All right, I'll write it in the chat room, the number. Alrighty then. Okay, yeah, I'm typing it right now, Amanda. And Auntie JJ is calling in right now, so hold on 1 second here. Okie dokie. Alrighty, now let's get people on now. Ooh, it looks like we got two callers. Let's get the first caller on the line. All right, hello, are you on the line? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
This is Kayla.
Oh, hey, Kayla, how are you?
Hi, good, how are you?
Everybody, Kayla is in the building.
I'm
how
here,
are
I
you?
Made it.
Awesome.
I am good. I'm tired from work, but I'm good.
Yeah, no problem. And just let you know, it is my entire fault that we're late. Because
oh,
I was
is?
Having difficulties. Oh, yes.
Technical
difficulties on my behalf. Yeah, no problem. No problem. Okay, so it looks like we have a caller right here, so I'm going to put them on the line. You ready, Kayla?
I'm ready.
All righty, here we go. All right, hello, are you on the line?
No problem. Yes, I am.
No problem.
Hi, Auntie JJ, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. So what's up?
Nothing much. Waiting for Monday, that's when I go back to work.
Oh, Mondays are always awful.
Yeah, but I've been off since, like, December 12th.
Oh, wow, that's a while now.
Yeah, so almost.
Yeah, it is.
Kind of excited, and then I'm like, oh, I don't want to go.
Yeah, that's way too long. But working, you know, gets your mind off things, I guess. Ish.
Yeah.
So it's not a problem, not a problem. And Kayla, what should we talk about? Let's interview her. Let's interview her. She wants to be interviewed, so let's interview her now.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, so, Auntie JJ, all right, let's start with this. Okay. Now, why do you like people to call you Auntie JJ?
I don't know. I guess because, like, JJ's my nickname, but Auntie, I don't know. I just made it up.
It's actually a really good name. I like it. And then, so, So let's see. What is your favorite thing to do? What's your hobbies?
Well, I like to read, be on Twitter, watch TV.
Ooh.
And, like, just, I guess, go walking.
Awesome. I like that kind of stuff, too. So let's see. Kayla, do you have any questions for Auntie JJ?
You're making me think here.
Don't be nervous.
Oh, I'm not nervous. I just don't know what to say.
Yeah, I've been there.
My mind is completely blank.
It's okay. It's okay. We can get back to you. No problem. So, okay. So let me think here. So, you have a Twitter page. So, what's your Twitter page for the viewers?
What is it?
Yeah, what is it? What's the URL?
Oh, it's www.twitter.com/followthetweeba.
Follow the Tweeba. Okay, so if you guys are listening and you aren't following her, you better follow.
Yeah, right
now. I'm going to post the link on the chat box right now.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, yeah, she's posting the link on the chat room, so check that out. There you go. It's up. All right, cool beans. So what are you going to do this weekend?
Oh, nothing. Try and enjoy the last 2 days I have off. Tomorrow and Sunday.
Yes. I'm not looking forward to Sundays.
Oh, me neither.
I don't like me any Sundays, but so let's see. What do we okay. All right. Okay. So how long have you been on Twitter?
Oh boy, I can't really remember how long.
Oh man, I can't either. So that was a stupid question.
I opened it, like, for a couple of days the first time I did the Twitter, and then I got, like, I didn't know how to work it, so I didn't use it at all.
Oh.
And so I learned how, so now I'm hooked on it.
Oh, yeah. Twitter will do that to you. It gets us hooked. Right. Ain't that right, Kayla?
Yeah.
Even on my phone, I do it. Like, if I'm not on the computer, I'll be on the phone.
I was just going to say that. I'm so addicted to Twitter that I have it on everywhere. I have it on my phone. I have it on everywhere.
Yeah.
I am addicted, and you are too, and everybody on Twitter is definitely addicted.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Oh, yes. So, what is your favorite part of Josie?
My favorite what?
What is your favorite thing about me? I'm kidding.
Oh, boy, I don't know.
I am kidding. I am just joking. Okay, so let's see. Okay, so who is your favorite person in the world?
Of course it has to be Reba.
Of course, of course. So how long have you been a fan of Reba?
Like for 2 or 3 years.
2 or 3 years?
Yeah.
That's wild, man. That's a long time, man. Okay. Okay, man. All right. So, okay, I'm really hyper. Sorry. What is the last book you've read?
The last book?
Yes.
I don't know, because I'm actually looking at the ones that I have, like, near my computer, and I would have to say Reba's book, that was the last book I read.
All right, because I'm getting technical now. What's your last book you've read? To the point, down and dirty. Okay, so, Nellie for Bush is listening to, typing a book report and listening to the show. Well, thank you. We are flattered. Although I think you should be doing that book report.
Yeah, really.
I'm kidding. Okay, so let's see, NPJJ. If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Where? Let me see. I would have to think Niagara Falls in Canada.
Niagara Falls. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been there, but I want to be there because everything that has the word falls in it, I want to go. Anywho, so, excuse me, that's my dog. Auntie JJ, do you have any pets?
Yes, I have 2 lovebirds.
Ooh, what's their name?
His name is Taco, and the girl, honestly, I forgot her name.
Oh, that's so cute. That is so cute. That's
I only remember the boy's name, but I can't remember the girl's name.
The girl's name, of course you gotta remember.
I forgot her name.
You can never. Okay, so let's see. Who is the first person I don't know if you'll remember this, but who is the first person that you talked to on Twitter? Like, who's the first person that you think you followed and got friends with?
The first person? I don't know.
You don't know the first person. How about the second person?
No.
Third person.
Well, I think the first one that I ever followed would have to be, I guess it was Reba. I'm not sure if it was her.
Oh, yes. Of course. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so Amanda is on the line, so let's bring her on here. Let us bring her on. Okay, hold on 1 second here. Technical difficulties. Okay, hello, are you on the line?
I don't know, am I on the line?
You are definitely
Amanda.
On the line. Hey, Amanda.
Hello.
Hi,
so,
how are you?
Great. I just threw my mom's car keys in the air.
Oh, fun. Did you drop them afterwards?
Huh?
Did you drop them afterwards?
No, I did not drop them. I threw them up in the air trying to catch one key out of about 10 keys on the key ring.
Awesome. Okay, you know what, Amanda? We are going to have to do a little singing here. So how about you think of some questions to ask Auntie JJ, and then we will ask you some questions and interview you. That'll be fun.
Oh, great. Oh, can I call later? I have to make a really, really, really quick phone call.
Oh, no problem. All right. So,
I'll call.
Yeah, we'll interview you after.
Okay,
right,
I'll call like maybe 2 or 3 minutes. I'll call.
Oh, okay, sounds good.
All right.
Anyone got a light?
What'd you say?
Does anyone have a flashlight?
A flashlight. Why in the world do you need a flashlight, Missy?
Because I'm supposed to be fixing my mom's cigarette lighter fuse in her car, and I didn't realize that I couldn't see the fuse without another light.
Oh. Yeah, see, I don't have a light on me, so you're kind of in trouble there.
Yeah, see, the fun part is I'm doing this blindly and talking on the phone at the same time.
Yes, and you know what? I you're good at multitasking, but I am not, because I just gave my mom the controls of the chat room because I cannot focus on two things at once or else my mind gets all bedoozled. So
bedoozled,
that's my new word, bedoozled. You like it?
Well, it's a good thing that I can multitask. Otherwise, you guys' story won't be 2 pages long already. Wouldn't have been.
Okay, wow. All right. I don't know if I should congratulate you.
Huh?
Or run for my life. So how are you? What's up?
Tired, bored.
Tired, bored, yeah. That'll do it to you. So, let's see. You want to be interviewed?
Sure, why not?
All right, cool. Okay, so I'm just going to, you know, probably ask you a few of the questions that I asked Auntie JJ because I can't come up with more. So, okay, so here we go. So if you could travel at any place in the world, where would it be?
I'd have to say Alaska. Yes, because my aunt and my cousin live up there, and I really want to give my cousin a hard time. And
aww.
I've already been to Niagara Falls and Gettysburg.
Aw, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, but you know, it's cold there. You like the cold?
I was going to go in the summer when it was about 70 degrees and all of them were running around naked because it's too daggone hot for them.
Well, hello.
Okay.
Oh, it's out of there. Remember, we're on Blog Talk Radio. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. Okay, so let's see. Okay, so what is your favorite thing to do?
Besides multitask, write, sleep, and walk, and hang out with friends?
Yeah, besides all that.
Almost anything sport, like outdoorsy. Basically. I want to go visit a volcano when I grow up.
Oh.
And climate.
Cool.
Who wants to come
wait.
Around? Who wants to walk up the volcano with me?
Oh, yeah. Not even when I'm 800. Yeah, I'll pass.
You'll go?
Oh, yeah, I'll pass. I'll pass.
Oh, come on.
Okay, for you, I'll do it.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So let's see. We're like, this is like a love fest. You're welcome. I'll do it for you. Okay.
JJ's on the line. Let me turn around.
Auntie JJ is on the line. So we will all talk. But I'm going to have to finish your interview, Missy. So what is your all-time favorite person? Hey,
I'd have to say Reba.
Reba. She, you know what? Everyone loves Reba. What could I say?
Yes.
What could I say? So, Auntie JJ, I will finish your interview after I finish Amanda's really quick.
Favorite person.
All right. Does that sound good?
Yep.
Okay.
And so, after this interview, you should get 100 on my next quiz.
Oh. Fun. Let's make it interesting. Okay, so let's see. Sorry, that's my dog. Actually, my dog wanted to ask you a question. Do you have any pets, Amanda?
I have none at my dad's house, but I have a cat at my mom's house.
Ooh, a cat.
And
what's his name?
Piper. Because when they found him, we got him from the vet or whatever. someone found him in a water drainage pipe.
Ooh.
And I actually have a funny story about Piper.
Aww.
It was just about when Finding Nemo came out that we had Piper, and my dad was giving me a rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept telling Piper that rabbits are friends, not food. And we brought the rabbit home, and we let him loose in the house.
Mm-hmm.
The rabbit chased the cat for an hour nonstop in the house.
Whoa.
Wow, that's not good.
It was really funny.
Well, I bet it's funny. Okay, so let's see. I'm going to ask you just two more questions, and then we shall move on with Auntie JJ and finish her interview. So let's see, two more questions for you. Kayla, did you think of anything else?
Nope, my brain's shot still.
Brain's still shot. Okay, tell me when it's unshot.
Okay, I will.
Okay, cool. All right, so let's see. What is, who is the first person or second person or third person, fourth person, so on, that you followed and, like, you know, became friends with on Twitter?
First person that I followed, and the main reason that I actually got on Twitter, was Blake Shelton. Because my radio people kept, like, reading his tweets early in the morning, and they were hilarious.
Oh, that's hilarious. His arms.
And then I found Melissa and Reba and all the other great country artists, and then I slowly found you guys.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That sounds kind of like me.
Yep.
Yes. So, all right, one more question here. What is your favorite song? From any artist, country, pop, what's your favorite song? Yeah.
You know, that's the toughest question ever.
I know it's hard. I know, but try to you know, pull it out. Let's see.
I'd have to say "Who I Am" by Jessica Andrews.
Oh, I've never heard of that song. Is it good? You like it?
Yes,
well,
it's good, and I like it because it's. Basically, I really like it because it's kind of a song that's about me, I think.
Awesome. Because
she sings how she's the granddaughter of Rosemary, and both my grandma's names, one of them is Rose and the other is Mary.
Okay, that
and
is, like, super cool.
And she says that she looks just like my father, and I really do look just like my father almost, except
Ooh.
He's more beautiful.
You're so cute.
And yeah. I have friends that love me and stuff, so yeah.
You know what? I didn't hear that song, but that song is so about you. It is so about you.
I'll email it to you later, maybe.
Awesome. Sounds good. Sounds
with part
good.
Of the story.
Sounds good. Do it. Okay, so let's see here. Wait, was that the last question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm kind of, you know, out of it. Okay, so let's move on. Auntie JJ.
Yes.
You there, Auntie JJ?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hello. Sorry, I didn't hear you.
I was watching Consider Me Gone on TV, on GAC.
I can
Ooh.
Hear it.
Consider Me Gone. Sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. All right. Hey. All right. Let's see here. What is your favorite song, Auntie JJ?
What's my favorite song?
Yes, it can be from any artist.
Well, other than Reba, I like Lady Gaga's Bad Romance.
Oh, you know what? I'm pretty sure that Rissa would like you for that. Wait, is
no,
she still like
ever,
Gaga?
Ever since I stayed at my best friend's house, like, she played it, and then I got addicted to it, and then when I stayed at my cousin's house, they kept playing it too.
Oh.
And like, oh my god! And then I took her at her iTouch, and then I kept playing it too on her iTouch.
You know what? Lady Gaga follows you. It just goes everywhere you want, and everywhere you go, and you just will get addicted.
Like when I spent the like, cause I think I spent like 4 days at my cousin's house. I took over her iTouch. I like. Didn't let her touch it at all. I was like, it's going to be mine for 4 days, so, yeah.
You took over her eye touch, so
yeah,
she won't touch it.
Because, like, on her eye touch, you could go on the internet and everything, so I was checking my Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, sweet. Sweet.
You
could
go on it. You could go on it unless you have Wi-Fi at your house.
Oh, I get you. I got you. I think it's the same for a, what is it? One of those, like, iPods, those ones. I don't know. I'm clueless. okay, so, what is your favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show? Well,
yeah, favorite TV show.
All Men and Reba, of course. I like CMT, everything on CMT,
and Reba, of course. So tell
me. And the Singing Bee, of course.
Oh, of course. You cannot forget the Singing Bee on CMT. Ooh, okay.
No.
But I'm going to put you to a test. Do you think that since Reba is probably your favorite TV show, too, do you think you know some of the lines that Reba said on the show?
Oh, my God. I don't know because I haven't watched the show in a long time. Exactly. Well, that's one of my favorite ones that I always use.
That is one of the signature craps.
Yep.
That and you moron.
You moron. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And obviously, I am a huge fan of Melissa Pierman, so I'm a Barbara Jean kind of girl, so I love Bring It All, Peaches.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my favorite. So let's see what we got going on here. So,
You guys going to any concerts recently?
Concerts?
Yeah, concerts.
Concerts? Yeah, no. No.
I wish I could go.
Kayla, you're not coming down here?
No, I'm saving money to go to London.
Ooh, London.
Boo.
Yeah.
I can't tackle you with a hug. That's not fair.
Well, I'm going to London because Mark Helgenberger is going to be there.
Oh.
Oh.
And she's putting on some kind of a show, and I want to go. So I'm saving up.
Okay, you know what? You might pass out.
I might pee my pants.
You're
going
to. Okay, I probably will. Most likely I will pee my pants, then pass out.
Yeah.
Exactly. In that order. In that order. So,
In that order.
Yes. So, concerts for me, I'm going, well, I don't know yet. I gotta, check with the folks. But I really, really, really want to go to the concert with Reba when Melissa Pierman guest stars. I think it's in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to go there so bad. But can I ask you guys a question, please? Hello?
Yep, that's what we're here for.
Okay, well, would it be bad of me to go there because I want to see Melissa Pierman? Would it be bad?
Not really.
No, not at all.
No.
Okay, good, because, I'm going there because I want to see her. But I love Reba, too, don't get me wrong. Okay, I'm not even kidding. I love her, but,
Well, would you say it's wrong that I'm going to a George Strait concert just to see Reba?
Okay,
even though
what?
I
that
don't really
totally
know
good.
Half of George Strait songs.
Okay, you know what? That is totally good. At least I don't feel alone. I don't feel alone in this. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hold up a sign in the Canada tour with Melissa. I am going to hold up a sign that says, Josie1995 from Twitter.
You totally should.
I know. I wonder what she will do. She'll probably be like, because, she probably will recognize it, I hope. I hope she'll be able to recognize my screen name. But I hope, I'm going to totally run up that stage, man. I am. I'm going to give her the biggest hug ever. I swear. I'm going to pee myself. I am, no joke, I'm going to die. I might, if I were you guys, I would not sit near me if you guys are going to that concert, because you guys are going to be embarrassed to the fullest. You will. But, yeah, so that's the only concert I'm going, I'm hoping to go to, I should say. How about you guys? Auntie JJ.
I'm still here.
You're still here. Good. That is good. You know what? I am very, very tempted to play a song really quick because I love it with all my heart. And since we're on the topic of Melissa Pierman, I think we should play it. So is that okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Get your party on.
Yeah. There's a party going on. Clap your hands, sing a song. Cause there's a great big party going on.
Woo! Woo! I love that.
I have that song as a ringtone.
Oh, it's almost as good as... It's almost as good as a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, it's final countdown. Oh, love it, love it, love it.
Yeah, there's a new singing bee on tonight. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah, there's a new singing bee on tonight.
At 9 o'clock.
Believe, yeah, 9 o'clock Central.
At 9 o'clock. Okay, I didn't miss it. A new singing bee? I thought it was ended for Haiti.
No, they changed
it. It's on after that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Thank God you guys told me that because I was thinking it was because. Okay, you know what? I almost missed the
Hey, Josie.
That's not good.
That's what Twitter is for, to keep up to date with this kind of stuff.
Exactly. You know, I
have And for your
Twitter
friends
today.
To bug you.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. But you know what? I haven't been on Twitter lately, so I didn't know. I'm a Facebook girl, really. I'm addicted now. And Miss Kayla over there doesn't answer my wall posts.
Oh, poop. Really?
She never answers mine. She never answers my novel. Except when I'm emming her and I'm like, how did you like my really nice long novel?
Yeah.
I loved it, of course.
Yeah, Missy. You are in trouble now. Okay. This
what?
Is like a stupid question, but on DirecTV, I forgot what channel it is. Oh, my gosh. I am out of it today. This is not good.
I am addicted to Bejeweled Blitz, and against my will, I have not played it all day today.
Where's CMT?
JJ, thanks for getting me addicted to it.
Oh,
what?
Crap.
Thanks for getting me addicted to Bejeweled Blitz. Sorry.
Sorry.
And Kayla, when you were at work, I'm guessing... They were having a CSI marathon on one of the shows, and there was nothing better on, so I watched it, and then I got addicted to it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Of course, the stupid marathons are on when I'm working. How stupid.
And Josie, you haven't gotten me addicted to anything yet.
Oh, wait, what? What'd you say?
You haven't gotten me addicted to anything yet.
Oh, we'll see about that. I shall make that one of my top goals.
Oh, great.
Listen to this.
Josie. Yeah,
listen.
Good luck.
Listen to this.
No.
Can you guess
Nellie
what song that
Bush.
Is?
Yes, you can call in. Call in. Come on. More the merrier.
Hello?
More the merrier.
I hope no one's watching me do this outside.
Do what?
I'm walking kind of like a chicken, I guess you could say, with my cowboy boots back and forth in my mom's driveway.
Can I tell you guys something like super cool that I think is like super cool, but I don't know that you guys will think it's as cool as I think it is.
We might think it is, though.
How do you like being interviewed, guys, on the Blog Talk Radio show? And our recent interviewers was Katie Cook on CMT. Okay, I think that's pretty cool, actually.
Yes.
I think that's pretty cool. Am I the only one that thinks that?
But wasn't that the, was that the one that you guys had to erase?
What? Oh, no. That was something else because we messed up.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we kept Katie Cook's is still on there.
Okay.
So, yes. But that
Oh, yeah, that's right. She was the one that yelled at me for about Mountain Dew.
Yeah, and I think you both got to talk to Katie Cook, anywho's, am I right?
You haven't gotten me addicted to anything. I believe so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure that, Amanda, you asked Katie Cook, what's your favorite drink?
Yeah, and then you guys all, like, went in and said, Mom, this is her favorite drink.
Yeah, and then, and then Auntie JJ, she called and asked the best way to deal with stress, I believe.
Yep, I remember that.
Yeah, I believe that is it. Okay, wait,
hey,
hold on.
Hey, and you guys would be really
okay,
proud of me.
Okay, someone's on the line with us. Hello, you there?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Is this Nellie for Bush?
Yeah, Cassie.
Oh, Tracy, hi. Sorry.
Cassie.
Oh, oopsies. Oopsie daisies. So how are you?
Good.
So would you like to be interviewed?
Sure.
Okie dokie. All right.
Quiet, Robert.
Okay. What's going on? Okay. okay, so all right, what is your favorite thing to do?
I'm on the computer a lot. Right now? Well, I like to be on the computer or watching TV.
That
or
is
working
our favorite
on
thing
a folder.
To do. That is our favorite thing to do. Two samesies. Okay. so what is your favorite television show?
I have three. I cannot choose between those three. They're like
ooh, what are
the best. It would be Reba.
Of course.
Seventh Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And Bones.
How fun. Those are three great shows. And Auntie JJ, I know you're still on the line. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just going to continue to finish Tracy's little interview here. Okay, so let's see here. What is your favorite place in the world that you've traveled? I switched it up a little bit.
Well, I've traveled would probably be Mexico.
Ooh, fun. I would like to travel anywhere but Illinois because it's so boring here. Anywho, it's a boring state over here. Nothing fun. But let's see here. Help me out, guys. You guys have any questions for Tracy?
What is your favorite subject in school?
Oh, good one.
I think it'd be history.
Ooh. I am a lunch girl myself. I'm kidding.
A lunch girl?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a math girl.
Oh, math. Yeah, I don't like math.
Well, I'm lucky because
it's too hard.
Yeah, I don't like algebra at all. It's gross. It's gross, but it's all right. I guess I got to do it. But what is your, Tracy, what is your favorite, what's your favorite food? There we go.
Chicken soup.
Chicken. Mm. Sounds good. You answered that one quick. You know you love your chicken. I like my chicken, too. Let's see here. What's your favorite place to eat? What's your favorite restaurant?
I do not know. any place that serves chicken strips.
Any place that serves chicken strips. Okay, you know what? That sounds really good right now. I want me some chicken strips now. let's see what. Okay, so how long have you been on Twitter?
I think a year or two.
A year or two. Ooh. Let's see. Do you like Twitter?
Yeah.
Yes, it's addicting. Let's see. Do you go on Facebook?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. Okay, so let's see here. What's your favorite song?
Lost in This Moment with You by
Lone Star.
By Lone Star. Ooh, that's a good one.
I believe it's by Lone Star.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, I'm the country music dictionary.
I'm pretty sure.
I think mine is Lost in This Moment by, what's his name? Big and Rich.
Oh, Big and Rich?
Oh, Big and Rich, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. oh, and, Tracy, I wanted to thank you for telling me the channel on the chat room. I forgot to tell you that. It was CMT327, You Are Correcto Mundos. So, all right, let's see here.
Who's your favorite person to follow on Twitter?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's hard.
Who's your favorite celebrity?
Like,
how about that?
Reba and Melissa.
Oh, yeah. We're all Reba and Melissa fans over here.
We truly are.
Yes, we truly, truly are. Hey, Auntie JJ, are you still on the line with us?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, sorry. We'll get to you in a second. There's so many people on here, I don't even know who's on anymore.
Hey, Josie?
Yeah?
My hands are freezing, and I need my hands so that way I can type up your wonderful story, so that way I can just use you guys.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
So I'll be in the chat room.
You know what? Oh, okay. All right. You know what? I actually think that Miss Kayla over there. Wait, what was I saying again? I forgot what I was. Oh my gosh, I forgot what I was saying about Kayla. Kayla?
Yeah.
You're awesome.
I'm awesome.
You're awesome.
Why, thank you. You're awesome yourself.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome.
And also, guys, thank you guys for telling me about the singing bee thing, because if I missed it, there would not be a happy Josie in this room tonight. There wouldn't be. So thank you, guys.
You're
very
welcome.
Much.
Huh?
So,
radio show?
Oh, who's talking?
I don't know.
Sorry, that was me.
Oh, okay. I was just making sure. I'm like, oh, no, more technical difficulties.
Hey, Josie.
Yeah, hey, what?
You could interview me.
Kayla, okay. Interview time of the Mrs. Kayla, okay.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah, this will be fun. Okay, Kayla. No, I got some special... questions lined up for you, Missy.
Special questions?
Yeah, and these are hard. These are going to mess with your mind.
Oh, fabulous.
Yes. Okay, so the first mess with your mind question is... All right, here we go. This is a big one here.
Oh, geez. All right.
When you met me, what was your favorite thing?
Oh, gosh. Well,
I'm
waiting.
Wow. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I liked how you were so friendly with everybody.
Oh,
and
well, you know.
And your personality was great.
Oh, you make me blush.
And you were just so cute.
Oh, well, thank you. You know what? The first time I'm going to answer that question because... You deserve it. So I'm going to answer that question. And the thing that really made me love you was that you were so friendly, so cute, so sweet, so nice, and also you love Melissa, and also you didn't think it was weird of me to ask you to follow me.
No, I didn't.
Okay, so that is why I love you. Okay, let me ask two more questions here.
Okay.
All right. Kayla.
Yes.
What is your, okay, I already know this question, so whatever.
Probably.
But yeah, what is your favorite television show?
Well, I have a few.
Name them.
Let me see. They're not in any particular order, but obviously CSI, duh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so CSI, Reba, the singing
whoop.
Bee.
Whoop, whoop.
let me see. I like Full House.
Oh, yeah.
Me like and that's it, I guess.
That's it, you guess. Well, those
I
are
guess.
A great little combo there.
Yes, it is.
Awesome. So let's see here. Okay, so, so let's see, who was the first person that you followed on Twitter?
Melissa Peterman.
Of course. Of course. But you know what, that is totally cool because I'm pretty sure I was your, oh goodness, what follower was I? I think I was your seventh, sixth. Ish.
Probably, something like that.
Yeah, something like that, something like that. And, oh, Andy Cheesy
like
just
that.
Said in the chat room, she's still waiting for her interview. I promise we will get to it right after Kayla, I promise you. So, let's see, Kayla. How did we meet? I mean, like,
well,
I know, like, it
I'm
was through
really
Twitter
sure
and stuff. But,
all
you know.
I know is, Alex kind of messaged me and said, this girl Josie wants you to follow her, and I did.
Oh, well, thank you, Alex. Whoa.
So thanks to Alex, we are friends.
That didn't make me sound like a weirdo at all.
No, well, he didn't say it exactly like that, but.
No, it's okay. It's totally fine. I think, yeah, I told him to say that, so. You know,
but I was like, well,
was
she's
cool.
A Melissa fan, so she must be cool. So.
Oh, yeah, and I hope I was. I hope
yeah,
I am. I don't know.
Were, and you are, so.
Thank you. And you know what? We really pulled it off, man. We are, like, the bestest of friends ever.
Well, of course.
Of course. That's why we do a show together.
Duh.
I wouldn't do this show with anybody else because, like, you two are the only people I trust.
Duh.
No offense. No offense. I trust all you other people. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
We have a special bond. Oh yeah. So, all right.
Oh no.
Ooh. Auntie JJ is gonna be munching on her Pringles.
Okay.
Yummy. Ooh, there's strange noises.
Yeah.
Scary.
Hello?
But, okay, let me see here. Let me think of more here. Oh, here we go. Kayla, so what is your favorite thing to do in your free time?
Where is he? Oh, geez. I like to play Wii.
Play Wii.
Listen to my iPod Touch.
Ooh.
And I'm obviously always texting on Twitter and watching CSI.
And CSI. And Reba, of course.
And Reba, of course. I did watch that today, actually.
Yeah, no problem. Let's see here. What is your favorite song?
But I don't have something to do.
My favorite what?
What is your oh, what is your favorite song?
It tastes corny. I don't like it.
Okay, whoever's talking over there.
Sorry, that was
sorry.
It's okay. Sorry, my mom was talking to me.
Oh, no problem. So let's see. Kayla, what is your favorite song?
My favorite song is Love Lives On by Mallory Hope.
By Mallory Hope. Oh, I love Mallory Hope.
Me too.
I love her. She is so great. She's so, you know what, she's so nice. If you guys aren't following her, you know what, I'm going to give trouble plugging. So if you like country music, if you like nice people, if you like just, you know, amazing people that are like the awesomest people in the world, you will love Mallory Hope. So you gotta follow her. Her Twitter page is www.twitter.com/MallorHope, MallorHope. I'll write it in the chat room. But, yeah, she is awesome. Isn't she, Kayla?
Yes, she is.
She is. And you know what? We have to get her on this show so we can interview her because she is the bestest. She is awesome.
She is.
She is. And if we get her on this show, she's awesome. She'll just be awesome. So let's see here. We have actually 4 people online right now. Wow, that's more than I thought we were going to have. That's more than we thought we were going to have with all the technical difficulties. Let's see. Kayla, what is your, who is one of your best friends in, like, real life? Like, you know, at college or?
In real life?
Yes, in college or, like, you know, at work or something.
Let me see. Well, besides all you guys, of course. A girl that I work with, her name is Nicole, and I've been friends with her since I was in kindergarten.
Are you serious? That is so cool.
And we're still friends, and so we've been friends for about 16, 17 years, something like that.
Well, you know what? We got to get her to listen to the show because... Hi, Nicole! We're giving her shout-outs. Nicole, if you are Kayla's friend, you are mine. But, okay.
Oh, man.
Yes. So, let's see. How long have you been a Melissa Pierman fan?
Oh, goodness.
A long time. I already know that.
A long stinking time.
A long stinking time.
Well, however, wait, how old, when did Reba start?
When did Reba, oh, goodness. Okay, so I've been a fan of her for about 9 years, so 9, 8, you've probably been a fan of her for, 7 years?
Eight or nine years, probably.
Yeah, 8 or 9, same as me. So, let's see here, what else we got? Oh, what is your favorite CD? Oh, yeah, what's your favorite CD? Amanda asks that.
My favorite CD is either, Reba's new one, Keep On Loving You.
Ooh.
And I like Carrie Underwood's new CD, Play On.
Oh, that one's a good one, too. That's a very good one, too. What is your favorite song on Reba's new CD? Personally, I love Pink Guitar. I love Pink Guitar.
I love that one, too. Mine is not really one that people would think would be my favorite, because it's one of the slower songs. But,
ooh, what is it?
My favorite song is She's Turning 50 Today.
I love that song, too. She's turning 50 today. I love it. I love that one, too. So, no probs. So let's see here. Oh, and apparently Amanda said Reba, the show, started in 2001 or 2000. So, yeah, we've been a fan for basically forever.
A long time.
Basically forever.
And
so, okay.
I've been, let me see, I'm thinking. Oh, I've been a fan of Marg Helgenberger a long time.
Really? How long?
Since I was about 10.
Are you serious?
Since I was 9 or 10.
That is a long time. Long time.
Yep.
Okay, so let's see. What's your favorite candy? I'm sorry, I'm trying to go
candy.
So fast. Yeah, Amanda asked that one.
My favorite candy is Skittles.
Skittles, yummy. I love, let's see what I love. Okay, well, besides me loving you, hey, that's a song. let's see. Oh, goodness. Yeah, that's my dad. Bless you. Woo, that shook the whole house. let's see here. My favorite candy, I love M&M's. I'm an M&M kind of girl.
Ooh, me too.
Love me some M&M's. So, last question, and then we can move on to Auntie JJ and finish her interview. What is your favorite color? Asked by Amanda.
My favorite color is pink.
Pink. We all love pink. Pink is awesome. Okay, sorry. I'm talking like a robot now.
That kind of sounded like you were,
you.
What? Well, when you said, pink, that made me think of the artist Pink, and I like her too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I like her too. Love her songs. Let's see here. Okay, Auntie JJ, are you still on the line?
Yep.
All right, we could finish with your interview. I'm going to ask you three more questions. And they're going to be questions that I already asked Kayla. So let's see. What is your favorite color?
My favorite color? Like a very, very dark purple. Purple and pink.
Pretty too. That's really pretty too.
You know the color that Reba
pink?
Wears on her...
Oh, sorry.
You know the the nail polish that Reba wears on her nails?
Oh, yes. Black, right?
No, it's not really black.
Oh, really?
When they did her interview on Live with Reaches and Kelly, she said it was Linkin Park After Dark. That's like a very dark purple.
Oh, really?
Yep, and I actually bought the nail polish.
That is so cool. You know, I didn't even know that.
Yep.
So, Amanda wanted me to ask you a question. Do you guys collect anything?
Do I collect anything?
Yeah, do you collect anything in particular?
Not really.
Not really.
Like, now I have a whole collection of books. That's what I have. So.
Oh, well, there you go. That counts. That counts.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite book?
My favorite book?
Yes.
Well, right now I'm reading The Da Vinci Code.
Ooh.
Since I bought the book Angels and Demons, I need to read The Da Vinci Code first.
Oh, you know what? I did not read that one yet, but if you like it, I will definitely give it a shot.
Well, I barely started reading it, so I don't know.
Oh, well, when you like read it and you tell, just tell me and I'll decide.
All right.
Thank you. So let's see here. Last question, Amanda was wondering, what is the last song you listened to besides There's a Party Going On? Besides
the last one? The last one that I've heard was Consider Me Gone, which was on TV.
Yes, Consider Me Gone, Amanda. Oh, man, no, Consider Me Gone. Sorry. Yes, so interviewing shall be coming to an end. But if Amanda comes up with more questions, I will definitely ask them for all of you guys.
Come on, Amanda.
Yeah, so how much time do we have left here?
I have no idea.
17 minutes remaining. So we only have 17 minutes, so let's make it last. But, okay, so we have four callers on here. So let's see who's on here. Is Tracy still on here?
Uh-huh.
Tracy still on?
Yeah.
Okay, Amanda is on. Wait, is she? Amanda?
I don't think so.
No, Amanda's not on. Oh, I thought she was. Oopsies. But I really want to play this because it is something.
The comedy show where everything goes. We'll have a blast with many laughs with your hosts, Josie, Kayla, and Alex.
Dun, dun, dun. Sorry. I love that. I'm sorry. I love that. But you know what? I'm going to have to change it up now because we've had that for, oh, goodness, 6 episodes now, 7 episodes about. We need to change it up a little bit. I'll try to think of something else. So, and you guys will be able to decide if you guys like it or not. Okie dokie.
Okay, I have a question for any of you that are that want to answer. Are any of you watching the Hope for Haiti show on CMT?
Actually, yes. I think me, Mom, and Dad are going to be watching it. So, how about you, Kayla?
Yes, I'll be watching it. It's on in about 15 minutes at my house. So.
Yep. Yes, and that is exactly when our show is going to end, so it'll be perfect.
Perfect timing.
Perfect timing, and we didn't even plan that. That just happened.
That was
pretty cool. But, Haiti, Hope for Haiti is going to be on before Singing Bee, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
The Singing Bee is after Hope for Haiti.
Okay. Sounds good. So I'm glad though that the Singing Bee will still be on because I love the Singing Bee. But I'm also glad that Hope for Haiti is also going to be on there because that's very important. So
did any of you donate for them at all?
Not yet. But I am planning to, and I think everyone should. Any cent. Thank you for reminding me. But any amount will do. I mean, it's for an important cause. So if you guys can donate. All right.
I donated at church.
I already did by text message. I sent a text message.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. That is great. I'm going to give you an applause because that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Thank you. That's awesome. That is awesome. And
even though I got in trouble for doing it without permission.
Oh, you shouldn't get in trouble for that. That's important.
No, of course not.
But it's okay. It's okay. So let's see, and Amanda, you're in the chat. Okay, good. Stay in the chat. But as I was saying, I think we should do something, you know, especially with the comedy show with Haiti and everything. Like, you know, not only advertise about Haiti and donating and stuff, we should, you know, make a page. I'll talk to Alex about it because he's the website designer and I don't know anything about it. But we should try to do something like all of our viewers, you know, maybe, you know, in the goodness of your heart, we're not making it or anything, but in the goodness of your heart, you know, donate, you know, just one little thing won't even, you know. So, yeah, how's that? I think that's actually a really good thing because Melissa always does this kind of donating stuff, and I think we should do it.
I'm going to post the link to the Red Cross on the chat room right now. I'm just looking for it.
Yes, is there a site for Haiti, right?
Yeah, it's the American Red Cross.
Yeah, so if you're going to donate,
yeah, I'm gonna actually post the link to the American Red Cross right now. It's gonna take me a while to get it. Okay, I'm posting it right now.
Alrighty.
I don't know if you can see it. I just posted it.
All right, there it is. And is American Red Cross with Haiti? Are they kind of?
Yeah, you'll see like on the page. You'll see it says Red Cross News and then. There's like a main thing that says celebrities joined forces for Haiti relief.
Oh, okay, good.
And then you can find more information about it.
Yes, and also not only can you, you know, donate through the computer, but you can also download. You could also donate, like you said, through text message.
Yeah, and then on there you'll find more information how to do it by text message.
So if you are willing to donate, go to that site.
It says text Haiti to 90999. I could post this one too.
90999. So that's the text number there. That's the text digits.
I'm gonna post it right now.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
I don't know if you can see it.
There we go. Got it.
Okay. Good.
Got it, and I am definitely going to do that, and, you know, and also I want you guys to know that we're not making you guys do it, you know, just, you know, do it if you guys like, and, you know, it is going to a good cause,
and then it says, like, it supports every phone carrier, like, Altel, AT&T,
mm-hmm.
Cellular South, Cellcom, Cincinnati Bell, Cricket, Antelos, Sprint, T-Mobile, U.S. Cellular, Verizon, and Virgin Mobile.
Good. Okay,
those
good. So I'm all there. So,
I'm going to post another link, too, that gives you, like, more information about it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, and we'll oh, here it is, American Red Cross, text to help. And yeah, if anyone's listening to the show here, you can do that, or you know, anything counts. Any little thing can make a big difference for people in Haiti. Now that was our little serious segment for a second there. But anywho, we gotta liven things up a little bit here. Hey, there's a volume for this thing. Okay, that is like pretty cool. Hold on 1 second here. What does this do?
Yeah, there's a party going on. Clap your hands, sing a song.
Oh. Oh, and then it goes lower. That is so cool. Okay, this is not good. I think I am messing with the switchboard, guys. This is not good. Okay. This is actually really fun, though. There's hang up. There's caller info. Oh, you can hang up? Sweet. Okay. All right. We could use that in case we have any psychos coming on this thing. Any psychos, you know, it can happen.
Any psychopaths.
So, we only have 9 more minutes left, so I should, we're going to let everyone go here on the switchboard here. So, Tracy, you're on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tracy, Auntie JJ, we're going to have to let you go now because there's only 8 minutes left now. So it was really great. Thank you guys so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
Thank you, and come back next time.
I will.
You never know. We could have a guest. Wink, wink. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. All right, Kayla, that was a great show.
Yes, it was.
Very, very great. Whew. Kayla, is your area code 646?
No.
Is it 714?
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Ooh,
what's
your area code?
Wait, what was the first one again?
What's your area code?
570.
Oh, wow. It doesn't say you're on here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow.
That's so weird.
That is weird. All right.
That's kind of creepy.
That is kind of creepy. Okay, you know what? I'm going to try to do a little guessing game, and since there's people on here, I'm going to try to hang up here. Okay, guessing game. Taylor, are you still there?
Yep.
Oh, good. I did something right. Hello, Kayla?
Yeah, you did.
I did something right. Okay, good. Woo! Okay, good. All right. Okay, so is anybody there? All right, good.
I don't think so.
Just Kayla. All right, good. We did a little guessing game. I finally know how to work the switchboard. I'm so happy.
Yay!
Yay, pate!
Pate time.
Pate. So let's see here. What else should we talk about for 6 minutes? Well, I want to kind of say that it's really bad that, Alex wasn't here to make it with us. We missed him. So maybe next time.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. So, but yeah, this was fun. This was a fun episode. We made it entertaining.
Yes, we did.
We interviewed a lot of peoples.
Yes.
That was very, very fun. So,
yes, it was.
And you're welcome, Amanda. Now I'm going to be reading this chat room a little bit here. Auntie JJ's a little sick. Oh, Auntie JJ, I hope you do feel a little better. It looks like we have a caller. Hold on 1 second here.
We do.
Yeah. Let's see here. Oh, the caller just left. Well, then.
Well, geez.
Yeah, I don't know if... I think it was Alex.
Really?
Yeah. I think. I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember who did it.
You think.
I don't know. I'm sorry. That's what I think. But, so let's see here. We have 5 minutes remaining, so is there any last words that we should say?
I know.
Ooh, what should we say?
Watch the Singing Bee tonight.
Oh, yeah, watch the Singing Bee on CMT at 9 o'clock. Woo!
Yes!
Woo! Okay, sorry.
Woo is right.
Yeah, I think it's, is it 9, 8 central, or...
Well, it's on 10 my time, so that makes it 9 central, right? No.
Yes. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Woo! Sounds good. All right. So, so it's like 10, 9 central. So, all right. Sounds good. Sounds good.
Yay.
So we have 4 minutes remaining, counting it down. Counting it down. And so any last things that we should discuss? Oh, where is Alex? Aunt JJ, I really don't know. I tried texting him, and he said that he assumed that we didn't have a show. But I don't...
That's what he told me, too, because that's why I didn't call in at first. And then all of a
sudden, that's why
like,
I,
call
that's why
in,
I was kind of
like,
scared
oh.
to call in, too. That's why I was kind of scared to call in, too, because I didn't know, and, you know. So, but we always are going to have a show every Friday. Every Friday. If we're a little late, it was just because of technical
problems.
Difficulties. So it's okay, but we will always have a show, I promise. One of us are going to be, you know. Oh, and apparently Alex tweeted that he is working on his websites. So... Awesome. So, that's what Amanda told me. So, let's see here. Let's see how much more minutes. Ooh, doo, doo. 3 minutes. Okay, sorry. Oh, wow. Ooh, I checked our little thing, and we have 4 friend requests on our Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
That is exciting. That is exciting. Oh, a lot of people here. Comedian
Yay.
Master, True Magazine Radio, Autism Women's Network, and ESP Actor. They all want to be our friend.
Yay!
Well, actually, they all want to be our show's friend. But
oh,
hey,
well,
that works too. That works too.
Let's be friends.
Let's be friends. Okay, I'm adding him right now. I'm adding them. So, yeah, that's awesome. Oh, so let's see how much more time we got here. Do 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 do
do do do
do do do do. 2 minutes remaining.
Yay!
Yay! And every like just a little warning. By 1 minute. I'm going to play the theme song, you know, the comedy show, you know, that one.
Yeah. That
every,
one.
Like, every time when it's, like, just 1 minute remaining, I'm going to play that theme song, and then we're going to say, you know, bye, thank you guys for coming, you know, all that stuff. So that's going to be our new little thing going on for us. All right? Sound good?
Sounds good.
Sounds good in the hood. All right. Okay, 1 minute remaining. So?
The comedy show where everything goes. We'll have a blast with many laughs with your hosts, Josie, Kayla, and Alex.
All right, guys. I love that theme song. Thank you guys for coming.
Amazing.
Thank you guys for coming, and I hope you guys come back next time. And it was a really fun show. It was a very fun
it
show.
It was.
It
and
was.
Who knows? We may have a guest next week, so definitely.
We may, yeah. So stay tuned. And any last thoughts, Kayla?
Nope. I'm just ready to watch the singing bee. That's it.
Yep, exactly. Are you ready to rumble? Get your potty on. Sorry.
Heck yes.
Oh yes, because soon we're gonna be.
Yeah. There's a party going on. Clap your hands, sing a song. 'Cause there's a great big party going on.
Woo!
Woo!
So, yes, so don't miss that. And we got 18 seconds. So, bye, everyone. It was a great show. Bye, Kayla.
Bye, Josie.
Love ya.
Love you, too.
Bye, guys. And
bye.